Sports Beat Extra on Beat.
Brendan, thanks a million for joining me. You're two games into this new season now. Is it a bit of an odd one this time around because it's such a new league and such a new format where some teams are obviously under that under 23 bracket and some of them are senior now? Like, how have you been finding it so far? Because I know the first two games have just been against senior opposition.
Yes, I think it's something that's obviously new to everyone. It's new to all the teams that are in it in one sense. You know, any team who had a team last year of under 19 has now had to kind of move up to that under 23 bracket in that sense. And then you've got the other teams who are a little bit older in terms of that. But again, it's just something we've got to adapt to. Our team itself is quite young. We've obviously kind of worked off our under 17s from last year, under 19s from last year to try to bring them into this kind of, you know, older league in that sense. But look, I think it's one of them ones that it's you just got to run with it. I think you just got to go with it and, you know, just have to face any battle we come up against.
I think initially when the league idea was announced, a lot of people would have seen that this was a development path just solely for those senior teams to get them up to quality for the Premier Division. But looking at it now, it's kind of an interesting scenario, especially for Waterford, where you got some players that are on the team that maybe would have been around that senior setup last year, combined with players that were in that under 17 setup and under 19 setup. Like, it is, again, development in that sense, but you're actually almost creating a pathway for them into that Premier Division side, aren't you?
I think that's why we're here. You know, I think that's the whole point of the league, is almost to give players who are a little bit older over that under 19 age group a chance to maybe further develop before they're ready for a senior team. Because as you can see, the senior team or the senior league is quite competitive. You know, you've got teams who are playing in Europe, you've got, you know, former internationals, Irish internationals who've played in the league over the last couple of years. And I think this new league will maybe, you know, bridge that gap a little bit from under 17 and under 19 as it was last year into a senior league. So I think it'll help players who are kind of in that maybe, you know, 18, 19, 20 year old age group who aren't quite, you know, maybe ready for, you know, senior football in terms of the league, in terms of ourselves here. You know, our first team, a lot of that team would probably qualify to be under 23. We're very young in that sense, but again, it's almost trying to bridge the gap, create the environment that anyone who's playing in our team, albeit it'll be under 23 against, you know, potentially older players, just to get them ready for first team. You know, that's been our aim since we've done all the women's side of the club. Again, this will be our sixth year now. 5 years ago, we had none. You know, we were starting out at under 17. We now have under 17, 23s in the development league, and a first team that, as you said, creates that pathway and finishes that pathway where we have players who we can bring in at, you know, 14, 15 years of age, and they can see I've got a pathway here to play, you know, Senior League of Ireland football, and hopefully along the way there's international caps and there's, you know, interest potentially abroad that they can go and try out. But it gives us the pathway now where we can bring in players and really show them where they can go at this club here.
I suppose there's a lot of, in terms of actual talking about the development end of it, the way you can kind of establish more ground rules in terms of play, because, you know, it's a lot rawer this league than say if you're in the League of Ireland and you're kind of thrown in at the deep end, because even those first two game scorelines 3-2 makes it seem like a much more exciting, much more open sort of league to be involved in. Has that been sort of your goal, as kind of starting off maybe with these sorts of results, but as the season goes on you kind of see it mutate more into what we would expect from that Premier Division side?
I think so. Like, I think it's going to take time for the league to settle as a league in general. You know, no one is really going to know what anyone else has or what anyone else is. And, you know, we would always say to our players here, we're not overly worried about what anyone else has. You know, we've got to focus on ourselves here. We've got to focus on the players that we've brought in. And then as the league develops and as we develop, it'll probably, you know, settle down a little bit. You'll probably get a better idea of, you know, where players are at, where teams are at. And then we focus on ourselves to really think, well, how can we develop these players into a situation where Gary Hunt, you know, with a senior match on a Saturday, can say, I need a defender, who can I have? I need a striker, who can I have? And that's our job now, to really get that somebody ready as much as we can. I think the league as a whole will develop for that. Teams, you've got obviously 9 teams who don't have a senior team, will help those players as well to develop. But, you know, from our sense, it's trying to get a grasp of what the league is going to be about. Again, we've come up against 2 teams already in CK and Cove who've had a mix like ourselves. You know, they've been young to a degree, but then, you know, 1 or 2 older players kind of sprinkled in there, and you can see the impact that they've had in the games. And I think that's where we just need to focus on ourselves, you know, develop that, so we know that later in the season, as I said, if Gary Hunt needs players, you know, are the players ready, and can we get them to the point where it's a seamless, you know, step up from this Women's Development League into a senior league?
It does also, I suppose, open up the possibility of creating more sort of geographical rivalries as well. Obviously, CK United in that first game would be a South East derby, and Cove Ramblers being a Munster derby. Like, it's interesting in the sense that it probably gives you a bit more of a plethora of places to travel around Ireland, as opposed to being so centralised maybe in Dublin and the sort of South East.
Yeah, like, I think last year with the under 17 league that a lot of these would have been involved in, and I would have been involved in myself, it's very regionalised and you kind of play the same teams quite a bit, which again you get used to it, and you know, you do build small rivalries that way. But I think kind of the way we have it now, again, it's more of a sprinkling of one or two teams from Dublin, and you got kind of a Bray up a little higher, and then you have those Munster derbies, which, you know, everyone loves. Like, the rivalry is there. I think with the club in general, like over the years with the Cork, there was always a big rivalry, even with the men's side of things, and I think it always will be with the men's and the women's. But you're kind of starting now with these, like the Wexford one, in the southeast, you have CK now, Cove, Treaty as well, and even Kerry has become a little bit of a funny one, because again, we've had some really good battles with them over the years, at under 17 level especially, where we've gone down there, and you know, there's very little in these games, and I think that's what we want. We want to kind of create that hype around it, where it's just another game, but there's something to play for in these, because as much as you can tell anyone, look, this is a development league, at the end of the day, the players want to do well. And I think that's their ambition as well, is they can see young players in a first team. And they think, well, if I can develop and this team can develop and we can win and we can do well, well, then they're, again, the shop window for Gary to, you know, think, yeah, well, look, let's give these a chance. And I think we've seen that last year. Like, you've got a Maeve Doherty, for example, who started last year under 17s and finished the season, you know, as a first team regular. And I think that's the stories that we want to show, that anyone who comes in here will get a chance, and I think has that opportunity to really push forward.
You mentioned Cork earlier. Obviously, we have to talk about the match at any level for Waterford FC. Going up against Cork City is always a big occasion. But how interesting is it going to be to come up against what is essentially a very new side that you won't know much about?
Yeah, look, I think it's always when we relish, you know, whenever we look at fixtures, we always kind of think, when are these games on? When are the Cork games on? Those kind of ones. And again, I followed the club for 20-odd years, and, you know, I've followed the men's around, and I've seen the women's teams now. And even underage, we see when Cork come up here. Like, it's a big game, and it's a big game for Cork. You know, we don't just always think of it as a big game for us. Like, when teams come to play Waterford is a big club. And, you know, that's kind of what we want. We want these games to have a little bit riding on them, where people are interested in results and stuff. Again, obviously, you want to develop the players, but, you know, these are games where you go down to Cork and our players will be like, we want to get a result here. But, again, they'll be very new. We'll be very new ourselves. And it's kind of one of them ones that whoever maybe adapts the best to the conditions, to the day, to the pitch, to all these kind of things, and, you know, really has their game on, not potentially get a result. Obviously, we're very early in a season that has 20-odd matches in a league and cup and knockout and all these kind of things. But you want to start well. And I think when you play those games against teams like Cork, again, you want to, you know, give a good account to yourselves and be able to take something from the games we've played, but especially take something from these and push on to the next ones after that.
Even the first two games being high score, and there are two players in particular already battling it out for top scorer, aren't there?
Yeah, you know, we've always had goals in our teams. You know, Kate Tompkins scored twice last week. Again, she's been, you know, in around Gary's team. She made her first team debut last year for Gary, you know, at 16 years of age. And we have Sophie Poole, who's come in from CK again, a really good technical player. And, you know, we've got goals in our team, and I think they'll like this little battle. And again, we've got other people who haven't scored yet, but, you know, we know they will, and we know they can create chances. And I think the first two games so far have been kind of rainy, windy days, and I think they're tough to, you know, adapt really early in the season when you're still getting used to other players and that side of things. But I think there'll be plenty of goals in this team, I think, as this season goes on. And, you know, I wouldn't be surprised to see players like that, you know, trying to push into Gary's team as the season goes on.
And again, I suppose, finally, you mentioned those players that were in sort of that first team setup last year have now come down to this division. Like, how invaluable is their experience coming to this side?
I think anyone who's, you know, in and around the first team has massive, you know, information and experience to bring back into the team. Like, already this season we've had four or five who've been involved in the pre-season friendlies with Gary, and you can see their game all of a sudden, you know, that's lifted. And that's what we want. We want people to see, you know, this is the level you can get to. And we've got them in against, you know, in our training sessions where they're mixed in for a lot of it, you know, in with first team players. You know, that's the challenge for the players, to go, this is the level I want to be at. And, you know, if we can, you know, bring that same mentality, bring that same intensity that, again, you get from a first team match and a training session into women's, you know, development league at under 23 and then down into under 17s, you know, that can only help the club, and it can only help the women's side that, like, as I said, 5 years ago we had nothing, and all of a sudden now we're trying to push, you know, grow an under 17 team to bring them into a 23s team and bring them into a first team. Is, you know, that's the aim of the game that we're at here.
Absolutely. Brendan White, thanks so much.
No problem at all. Thank you.